This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh yeah. Fisting.
Bondage.
Orgies.
Pup play.
Toys.
Slings.
Loads.
Oh yeah. Foreplay.
Rimming.
Big play.
Big fat.
Penis.
Penis.
Hide and Sexy on Joy.
This is, of course, Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, and we mentioned toys there. We're
going to love
talk
toys.
About our favourite toys, boys.
Oh,
did you
look,
like how I
rhymed toy that? Boys.
It's a few of my favourite things.
I'm a boy toy.
Boy toy.
Baby.
Well, specifically, we want to talk about toys that we use as opposed to us being toys. But well, what makes a good toy?
Oh, okay. So I think that there's a few things that can go into that. So it's like, is it easy to use? Is it fun? Does it take much to clean it?
Oh, big one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, right? What materials are they made of?
Important.
Yeah,
silicone.
Like, exactly. Mm. Thank you. I'm also a big fan of metal toys.
Ooh.
Yeah, so just the weight of some of the metal. Anyway, but also cost.
Yes.
Like, am I going to have to refinance because of this toy?
Yes.
But then probably. Some of them are really, really cheap and you wonder the materials that have been
exactly,
used.
Exactly, exactly.
And then you find that they hurt.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You find out with a lot of things, not just sex toys, but like shower douches as well. Sometimes it's worth investing in.
Oh, yeah.
I found that out the hard way.
Absolutely. And how does it look?
Mm.
Like,
pretty.
Is it something that's aesthetically pleasing, or does it look like it is made out of some sort of radioactive plastic that may actually kill you just by touching it?
But there are some fisting toys that look like aliens, but on purpose.
Also, yes.
Sometimes people want the toy to look like it can kill you.
Yeah,
and honestly,
yeah.
That's part of what's impressive about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and true. So, like, does the aesthetic fit with what you want?
Yes, that's a good way of
phrasing
it.
And what you will enjoy using. So, like, Benny, what do you see as the things that make a good sex toy for you?
I want to be able to move it around easily. I want it to be what's the word for something you can transport and carry around? I don't know.
Portable.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
I want it to be portable. I want it to be not to use it on the go, but I want to be able to use it wherever I end up in the privacy of that setting. Like, I don't know. I think it's important as well to kind of realize that you don't.
So at home or in your hotel room
exactly.
or on a train carriage.
Yes.
You don't
want
to
too loud.
One of those experiences where you're at the airport and you're having to explain what's in your bag.
Or like I
your,
have
your
had that happen
bag
to me
has started
recently.
Vibrating and,
I
had that. Don't carry your toys in your carry-on.
Oh.
I didn't realize that. I had
bless.
Scissors underneath what? My toys.
Oh,
and yeah, and experience, and also just, but also like, you know, we preach about being like, be proud of it. But in that moment, I was about to cancel my holiday. I was about to leave.
Yeah, this is a conversation I do not want to be having on the plane. Thank you. Yeah.
So what toys came out to play then?
It was, okay, I got like this big clear one because I didn't know you could get like transparent kind of dildos, which I find really cool because like you can see almost inside.
Oh, yeah. That's cute,
quite,
isn't it?
Yeah. The other ones that I like are, I don't know. There's probably a name for them, but where you can give the control to someone else.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, kinky
Teledildonics. We actually did an episode recently where we were talking about sex tech, so digital sex technologies.
Mm.
And, yeah, the term for those devices is teledildonics.
Teledildonics.
Yeah, it's a dildo or insertable device that can be used by remote control.
I love that name. I won't remember it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Neither will I. I've already forgotten. But I like the idea that, you know, someone's kind of in control of that. Again, time of place.
Mm-hmm.
But alas, I like the control that can give someone else.
And do you have a favorite toy, one that always comes out to play with you?
I'm a little small boy, so I like my little butt plug.
Oh,
I know it's probably not the most exciting, but I need something that, you know, feels good and can kind of get me ready for the day to come.
Actually, yeah. So I have this thing where if I don't insert something beforehand, it can take me a while to open up. So
to get ready.
I also have a couple of plugs specifically that I use for when I'm going to some of the more adult parties that I'll just insert it beforehand and I go along, I have a bit of a boogie, and then if someone takes my eye, it's like, okay, well, let's go to a room. And then they usually find that there. It's like, oh, someone's ready. It's like, I am now.
Well, I have a pup tail and I don't often use it for pup play, but it makes the most amazing butt plug. It is just the right size, not too big and not too small that it falls out. And it just really hits the spot.
Yeah. And when you actually wag the tail, you feel it move a bit, and it's just, it's hitting the spot. So you don't have to be into pup play to get off on a pup tail.
I did not realize that you could wag a pup tail.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Obviously you can. Wow.
Yeah. And some of them have the weights on the tail, so you can feel it even more.
Yeah.
What about other little bits and pieces like kinky toys? You mentioned the Teledildonics.
Yeah.
I got it.
There we go. What about other things like ball stretchers and all that kind of stuff?
I have had no experience with ball stretchers personally, but I find that it is a bigger thing in the top community.
Right.
One thing I will kind of say that I've kind of like started to navigate has been cages.
Oh, yes.
It's something that I never even considered until I've kind of had a lot of my kind of sexual partners.
Thing?
But yeah, like I've had people ask if I'm into it. And I've always just been like, nope. But I'm considering it and I've kind of had a little look around. So that's something that I think is pretty well. Bottom community kind of.
Can I just say I was in one for 6 days and all you can do is think about sex. I think that's probably what it does.
Isn't that pretty much just you normally, Tim?
I mean, it's at 100% on top of that.
Yeah.
It's all day I dream about sex, Adidas.
Yeah, look, I haven't had many chastity experiences myself because I haven't found someone that I've really felt comfortable with giving the key to.
Yes.
Because, look, I've had some negative experiences before. And so, for me, that kind of SM play, it's got to be someone who I really, really trust.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I just need to have that kind of relationship for that. And so, unfortunately, I haven't gotten to experience the chastity thing, but definitely cock rings and ball stretchers are one of my bags. Like, I have got a selection of different metal ones, silicone ones, leather ones. It's, yeah.
I have this really cool leather ball stretcher, but I have to tell you, it is problematic getting into it because it's the buckle, like the button. And if you're careful.
Ow.
Skin. Oh,
look. I've got a couple of metal ones that are stretchers where you actually have to screw it into place.
Oh, I know these.
And if you
An Allen key.
Yeah, and if you don't do it just right, then you can pinch.
Ow.
And that place can be quite
not meant to be pinched.
No, that's not fun.
Yeah, so you do have to be careful. And for me, with those, I actually have to have a long hot shower beforehand so that everything is nice and stretchy beforehand so that, like, I'm not going to pinch more than is necessary.
Yeah. What about dildos? What's a good size dildo for you?
Like 6 or 7 inches.
Yeah.
I'm not like I'm not like Mary Poppins bag. Okay. You can't just. I don't have unlimited space inside me. I need something. Like, I need something that you can. It's good to start with. You know. And you can always get bigger if need be. But I always like to start at a good about 6-7 inches.
So bigger is not always better.
Well, there's a certain Australian porn star, bodybuilder porn star.
Oh, I know this person. Yeah,
I know this person as well.
Their dildo has been on sale for a while, and I was given one a number of years ago. And that is my nice, comfy starting the night off.
Right.
One. Right.
Yeah, and like I like it because it's got one of the suction cups on the end, so it sticks to the shower wall. But yeah.
So like bigger is not always better.
No,
it's like big toys are great for what they are, but I can't be fisted consistently. Yeah. So completely. I don't want something that's going to be stretching me to my utmost. I want something that's going to get me warmed up.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that other people can do that.
Exactly. And like for sex work, or if you're like trying to like make contact, which isn't the majority of people, sometimes people want to see you do the impossible.
Yes.
But if you're a normal everyday human being, or even just someone who's not filming, or mm-hmm. you're not wanting to show off, do what's comfortable for you. Don't feel the need to push your limits all the time.
Yeah. Okay, boys. Here's a question for you. What do you think is the best material for a sex toy?
Oh, look, it has to be soft.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that hard kind of rubber yes. / plastic. I had this mm-hmm. thing called a Dick Rambone, which is 20 centimeters or something. Oh, it's 18 inches.
Oh,
and it was mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, get this out.
Yeah.
Can't that would do come, it. That would that's certifiably impaling yourself.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Ow.
Like, I have liked a few hard toys, but they're very specific and they've got very specific shapes. So it's got to be all really soft curves and so on. So, like, there's a number of metal toys that have got really nice big curves to them, and it's kind of like an arse hook or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They work quite well. I've even seen glass toys, to be honest.
That's scary to me.
No. Okay, so this is borosilicate glass, which is a special type of glass.
So it's not one man, one jar glass.
No. Okay. It's literally, this is stuff that you could drive a truck over and it will not chip the glass.
Wow. I like that.
Okay. But again, big soft curves. There aren't any points or edges or anything to it, and I've seen those, and they are expensive, beyond expensive, but they're super aesthetic and they work really well. They've got real weight to them, but they are, as you said, they're quite hard, so particularly for butt play, they can't be too big if they're going to be like that.
Important.
Yeah.
I have to send a shout out to Eagle Leather, because during COVID I had COVID and I was stuck inside, and they sent me their best dildo from the shop, and it is the softest, nicest dildo I've ever had, and it bends. So it's quite big. However, because it's soft, you can handle it. If it was hard plastic, you wouldn't be able to.
My training plugs I got from there too, and they're silicone and they're so super comfortable. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's important.
Well, thank you so much for joining us to chat about all things sex work tonight, Benny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for sharing your favorite toys.
Of course. Of course.
And don't forget, all our hide and seek episodes can be found at joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Or you can send us a message at hideandseek@joy.org.au.
And we'll pop up all the resources for sex work as well on the podcast, just in case you missed them on this episode. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
See you later.
Bye, everyone.
I'd like a long, hard screw against the wall, please.
Get it any way you want it. Hide and Seek, now available as a quickie or podcast. Only at joy.org.au/hideandseek.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.